You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to another show of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so delighted that you are here with me today. It is so delightful here in Palm Springs. The weather is warm, and I am so enjoying it before the 120-degree weather hits here starting soon. But for now, I can look out the window and see the snow-covered mountains as I breathe in the warm and delightful air from this majestic desert. No wonder why all the Hollywood stars have second homes here. Now, today's show is focusing on the age-old question that I get from my listeners, which is, why, oh why, when I put out my thoughts of my specific desire out to the universe, why does it not show up when I really need it to happen? Seems like that which I was desiring does not show up until I am no longer in need of what I requested. It is a little maddening, don't you think? Has this happened to you? Maybe once or twice, or maybe a lot. So it makes me think, well, why is the universal principles of the law of attraction not delivering me what I need or want? Isn't that what we really don't understand about the law of attraction? The real question is, why is it taking so long? First off, expecting immediate results might be tripping all of us up. Manifestation isn't always a quick fix solution. It often requires patience and persistence. It's like planting a seed. You don't get a flower the next day, right? It needs time to germinate and grow. But no matter how old I get, when I want something, I want it now. I figured out that the universe is really providing me with the opportunity to grow beyond where I am today with the knowledge that what I really need to acquire is a little more patience. Okay, I get it. It's actually teaching me that what I am lacking and what I still need to learn is the actual roadblock that prevents me from obtaining that which I asked for. And what happens if you actually manifest the exact opposite of what you want? Have you had this happen to you? You are completely desiring a different result, but the opposite of what you wanted actually comes into being. Yes, darn it. It always comes back to me and my old way of thinking, which I, Jules, constantly need to change every single day. So I discovered that this will happen when there's a lot of focus on the absence of what you desire, rather than feeling the presence of it. It's like telling yourself, don't think about a pink elephant. And suddenly all you can think about is a pink elephant. But what happens if you want a material object, like a pretty sky blue Corvette that you're always wanted, but you really need to buy a more practical car because it's what you can afford? So the question then becomes, am I unintentionally creating more of that absence of what I want? This seems to be the age-old question. Here's what may be happening. Switching from negative thinking to positive thinking is crucial here. But we don't often catch our mind following our own guidelines. We start thinking of why buying a Corvette is too impractical for us or how expensive insurance would be. So what to do? How do we change or correct our thinking? Well, start by monitoring your thoughts to notice your negative thoughts as they appear. Try to catch yourself in the act and gently steer those thoughts in a more positive direction. An important point is that this isn't about suppressing negative thoughts. It's rather shifting your focus from the act of thinking the opposite of what you really want. This keeps you out of the negative thinking, which can destroy your high-powered dreams. whatever you do or think. Stay focused on that big desire of the Corvette, even though you are not getting your dream desire right now. Just let yourself keep tuning into a new radio station in your mind, knowing that you are taking this substitute car for the moment while waiting for your new Corvette to be delivered to you. Also, don't forget to keep looking for those pictures of the Corvette that you want and put them up in the mirror in your bathroom. Keep looking at them morning, noon, and night. See that Corvette and act as if you are driving the hot Corvette as you are driving your current car. Now, here's your practical tip to shift the current thought pattern from a junker car to driving a Corvette. Practice gratitude. Each day, jot down things you're grateful for by driving your make-believe Corvette. That's right. Change your mind right now that you are driving that Corvette. This can tilt the balance of your attention towards positivity. Visualizations can help dramatically. Picture your life as you wish it to be, not just in broad strokes, but in joyous detail. Feel the emotions you'd feel if you already had what you want. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences, books, podcasts, people who align with the mindset you're aspiring to adopt. It's a bit like dieting. You wouldn't fill your fridge with junk food if you're trying to eat healthy, right? If you change your mind and consistently nurture positive thoughts, you will likely find that your ability to manifest improves, not necessarily faster, but perhaps more aligned with your true desires. Remember, it's not just about speed, but also about alignment and pure joy of what you will be manifesting. Keep at it, and you might just find that life starts to respond more warmly to your new vibes. Have a great week ahead, and keep yourself practicing to obtain that which you want by focusing on your powerful mind and desires.
And to all my wonderful listeners, have a great week, and don't forget to ask the universe for a sign. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.